currently we've got about 4,500 cattle. We've got a few adjustment cattle here at the moment. We took the opportunity, or I guess you could call it opportunity, with it being dry out west, there was a market there for adjustment, so where we've taken a bit of adjustment on as well. Just sort of spread our risk a bit. We haven't got money tied up in those cattle. We're still getting income out of it. We basically bore our breed store cattle and send cattle into the meatworks, and we've embarked on resting our pastures, our country, so that we're actually have increased our carrying capacity.
By about how much have you increased that since you've been doing it?
Probably nearly doubled it in the last 8 to 10 years. Just this year, just gone, we've intensified one section of it further, and that's working really well. There's plans on the table to spread that around further and intensify more country.
So how often is your rotation cycle?
Currently we're on a 90-day rest, so we calculate it on paddock size, feed quantity and quality in each of those paddocks, and then we work the sums out. So yeah, it can all depend. Like one paddock, they can be the same size, but if one's better than the other, it obviously get a longer graze than the poorer paddock.
And why did you look into that path?
We could see that we weren't going to be sustainable in the longer term. Just by continually grazing, you could see more undesirable plant species popping up. And by resting it, we've seen, you know, like black speargrass was nearly totally gone, and the black speargrass is starting to become more proliferant through the summer months. We've also put a lot of improved pasture in, and it's just really extended the growing season, because even when it is dry, when you take the cattle out of it for 90 days and then they get back in there, they will actually get some, you'll get some good quality feedback out of it.
Doubling your carrying capacity, that's huge really, isn't it?
It is, and you know, it's basically without going buying more land to do it, we've done it with, you know, a fairly minimal cost. We were currently using the existing fences we've had, but now we've split them up smaller with electric. Yeah, I was a little bit of a skeptic of electric fence, but the 6 months since we put it in, it's just, yeah, it's amazing.
How much electric fence wire did you have to buy? It would have been significant, I could imagine.
Well, in that one section, we've put about 20K in that one section, but when we do the whole lot, yeah, it'll be in the hundreds of kilometres of electric wire, yeah.
Why is it that you do this? Why are you a beef producer here?
For the love of it. Mystery Park is, yeah, it's been my home for all my life, and it's been in the family since 1925. So, yeah, I sort of probably don't know anywhere else better that I would rather live, and it's a great environment to bring the kids up. You know, they finish school and we jump on a horse and we go and get a paddock in, or do a shift, or go and fix a fence or fix water, or, you know, cut fence posts or any of that sort of stuff, and they just love getting outside. And both Ainsley and I have got this passion for producing good wholesome food, and yeah, it's, you know, it's just the ideal environment, I think.